this adult educating history, physical patient in Stanley, Stanley, Gretchen, Gretchen, date of birth, 8-12-1960, place, Autumn Lake Healthcare at Arlington West, date of service, 1-13-2024, his initial history and physical comprehensive evaluation, history of present illness. This is a 63-year-old female. She has a known history of breast cancer that is in remission, COPD on home oxygen, 2 liters all the time, HIV disease, neuropathy. And she came to the hospital with the left ankle pain. Patient said she was walking with the walker. And and she twisted her ankle outward and heard a pop. Afterwards, she couldn't bear weight on the left leg. In the emergency room, the reduction of the left ankle shows fracture at the lateral malleolus and the tissue swelling, soft tissue swelling noted. And the patient has a splint applied in the ER. They called orthopedic while in the hospital. Patient has a difficulty ambulation. And she was also complaining of short of breath. They did x-ray shows pneumonia right lower lobe. She was a short of breath. She has acute and chronic respiratory failure with hypoxia, status post fall. Patient was admitted with acute and chronic respiratory failure with hypoxia. Patient was given steroid. She was treated for pneumonia with antibiotics. WBC count was 15,000. Prednisone was tapered. Patient has a blood and sputum. They did CT chest. No PE noted. She was subsequently downgraded oxygen to 3 liter per nasal cannula and slowly mounting left ankle fracture. Splint was applied and output here orthopedic was advised to follow up in 2 weeks. There is known history of HIV disease. She was managing the maintenance medications. After stabilization, patient was sent to a subacute rehab at the nursing facility. Today when I saw the patient, she is lying on the bed, no headache or dizziness, no wheezing, no shortness of breath, still has some ankle pain on the left, but no chest pain, no cough, no fever. Next line, past medical history. Number one, COPD. Number two, breast cancer in remission. Next line, COPD on home oxygen, 2 liters per minute. Next line, HIV disease. Next line, neuropathy. Next line, recent left ankle fracture. Allergies. Next line, allergy not known. Medications upon discharge, Tylenol 650 every 6 hours. Next line, Guaifenesin syrup 10 ml every 4 hour PRN, DNF treatment Q6 hours as needed for wheezing, Miralax 17 gram daily, Sanocard 8.6 milligram 2 tablet daily, Albuterol inhaler 2 puff every 6 hours, Diclofenac gel, apply twice a day for the pain, fluticasone nasal spray, 2 spray each nostril daily, folic acid 1 mg daily, gabapentin 600 mg 3 times a day, Genvaya, G-E-N-V-O-Y-A, Genvaya, 1 tablet daily, meloxicam 15 mg daily, Montelukast 10 mg daily, multivitamin daily, Trilogy Ellipta, T-R-E-L-E-G-Y, Trilogy Ellipta, E-L-L-P-T-A, 1 puff daily. River system, no headache, condition, no sore throat, no ENS condition, pulmonary, MR, shortness of breath, no wheezing, cardiac, no chest pain, palpitation, GI, no arm tendinitis, musculoskeletal. She has a both leg minimal swelling, left leg is painful at the fracture site, but no cough, tenderness, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, nephal, unipolar discharge, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising, फिजिकल में पेशेंट इज़ अवेक अलर्ट ओरिएंटेड एंड थ्री कोऑपरेटिव नो एक्यूट डिस्ट्रेस ब्लड प्रेशर इज 135/76/70 टेम्परेचर 98.1 फारेनहाइट रेस्पिरेशन 20% 98% शी इज़ ऑन ऑक्सीजन बॉडी वेट 269.4 पाउंड हेडेक में टमोखले कार्ड जाने क्लारिक नो यू ने डिस्चार्ज थ्रोट क्लियर नेक्सेप्टेबल नजीबी चेस्ट ना टेंडर लंग डिक्रीज बेस फ्रॉम द बेसिस नो वीजिंग नो रेल हार्ट एस्टिनेस टू रेगुलर अब्डम साफ नॉन टेंडर बेस फ्रॉम पॉजिटिव एक्सट्रीमिटीज एडिमा बोथ एंकल नोटेड ट्रेस एडिमा एंड द लेग नो कैफ टेंडरनेस न्यूरो पेशेंट अवेक अलर्ट ओरिएंटेड एंड थ्री एंड कोऑपरेटिव सेक्रेटरी शी इज इन गुड मूड असेसमेंट पेशेंट इज एडमिटेड विद द फ्रैक्चर left ankle stethoscope splint an excellent stethoscope COPD acute exacerbation acute and chronic an excellent pneumonia right lower lung an excellent ambulatory dysfunction due to fracture of the left ankle an excellent HIV disease an excellent COPD chronic and home oxygen plan of care will continue all her current medications Maintain inhaler for COPD, continue pain medication as ordered, continue HIV medication, continue laxative for her constipation, and PTOT, and she has a known neuropathy, she's on gabapentin, that will be continued, CBC, CMP will be monitored, patients are requesting to be discharged next week. We have already consulted PTOT, will follow the physical therapy recommendations. And next line, additional, next paragraph, capital M, capital O, capital L, capital S, capital T, most firm. I have discussed the patient, patient alert, reentered M3, capable of making a healthcare decision, patient want to be full code, blood transfusion, yes, hospital transfer, yes, antibiotic, yes, and also if feeding tube need, she said yes, and hemodialysis said yes. So most of our signs, time spent with the patient, reviewing the patient history, physical discharge record from the hospital, and with his history and physical, 45 minutes. And excellent, most from time spent with the patient was 15 minutes, and explaining all the parts of the most form and discussion with the patient of the standard authorization. Thank you. Billing code for this patient will be 99306. Next line and billing code for the most will also be used. I sign the new most form. Thank you.